we're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming holidays and holiday giving. And in fact, if you check the calendar, you'll find that Christmas Day is 5 weeks from today. And so there's going to be a whole lot of shopping going on, especially this weekend, of course, and between now and Christmas. But for many, in addition to purchasing gifts for family and friends and coworkers and the like, many are taking time to do some holiday giving for those who would benefit from holiday giving, those who perhaps have needs during this holiday season. We're going to talk about holiday giving for the Community Healing Center's Inpatient Treatment Center and Recovering Housing this morning here on WKZO. And we're joined by Amy Wine. Amy is the Marketing and Communications Coordinator for the Community Healing Centers. Amy, how are you this morning?
Doing well, Ken.
Good to have you back with us. Stephanie Belote is also with us, a recovery housing supervisor. Stephanie, good to have you here.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Well, Amy, can you tell us a little bit first about the Community Healing Center's Inpatient Detox and Residential Program?
Yes. Gilmore Community Healing Centers is a residential and detox program. It's a local option for the community who are in need of those services. We offer 37 beds for both men and women. 15 of those are medical detox beds, and the rest are residential. The average stay is 10 to 14 days, and clients get a chance to safely detox from drugs and alcohol, start counseling, apply for recovery housing. We connect them with recovery coaches and others in recovery. And this is also a great opportunity to link to outpatient services that they will need for aftercare. We also have one other program in St. Joseph, Michigan called Carol's Hope. It's our crisis intervention facility in St. Joe, and it provides a supervised supportive setting for individuals struggling with substance use and co-occurring disorders.
And Stephanie Belote is also with us, recovery housing supervisor. And what is recovery housing, and who uses that resource?
So recovery housing is a safe, stable residence for people to get sober at. We provide case management. We connect them with outpatient services. Basically, anyone who is in need of safe, sober housing in our community is available for this housing. And we do offer four houses over three different counties in the area.
So a holiday giving program would certainly be something that would brighten the day of somebody who goes through this program and maybe needs a little extra support and maybe an extra smile on their face.
Most definitely.
So tell us a little bit about what gifts you're looking for the people who are part of these programs.
We're looking for some of the just basic hygiene items, hats, gloves to stay warm. We're even looking just for some fun games and snacks because a lot of these people are not going to be able to see their family for the holidays. Mm-hmm. So we do want to bring a little bit of joy. We're also looking for recovery-related books and materials just to help them get on their way.
Mm-hmm. And Amy, you have wish lists for this holiday giving program with Community Healing Centers. Tell us a little bit about those and who's going to benefit in the end from these gifts that come in.
Well, we're pretty excited to share that this year we have created Amazon wish lists to streamline the holiday giving process and make it easier for those that may want to support our efforts. We have three in total, one for our inpatient detox and residential facility, one for recovery housing, and one for Carol's Hope, our crisis intervention facility. You can access these wish lists on our website, communityhealingcenter.org. Once you're there, navigate to contribute, and you'll find a button for in-kind. If you click on that, you will find links to all three of our holiday wish lists. And the great thing about these wish lists is they allow people to shop from the comfort of their own home and have the items shipped directly to our facilities. Mm. Yeah,
that,
it's really
a great idea.
Mm-hmm. So we hope this makes it easier for the community to support our giving efforts this season. And again, the website is communityhealingcenter.org, and every in-kind donation directly benefits the individuals we serve and we hope has a lasting positive impact on their lives.
And are you looking for a deadline for people to take advantage of this opportunity?
We will take gifts all the way up until the week before Christmas, and actually after the holidays, those lists will still live on our website for people to access. They just won't be geared towards holiday giving as much.
All right, because the need is year-round.
It is.
Year-round. Well, what a wonderful way to help out this holiday season, holiday giving for those at the Community Healing Center's Inpatient Treatment Center and Recovery Housing. We've been talking with Amy Wine, Marketing and Communications Coordinator, as well as Stephanie Belot, Recovery Housing Supervisor. Thanks for sharing this with us this morning. This is a wonderful effort on the part of your organization, and hopefully the community will respond and help make this a very happy Christmas for those who really could use a little bit of a boost.
Thank you, Ken.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.